Good evening from Hutton Orbital. We are live for another week of updates from around the Milky Way with special reports from Galnet News. That's Commander Witherspoon reads it, so you don't have to. The community goal mistress herself, Flossie, and of course, the latest from Hutton Systems with the Hot Pit team. I'm Dick Chafing, and I'm joined with...
Rudolf Hucker.
It's time for the headlines.
Hot Pit team avoids disaster in Ross 671.
A fake rare racket discovered.
Hutton Moon to be seen soon.
Normer batters Pirate Havens as Hudson boards up.
Venues announced for 3308 and 3312 Olympics.
New iBanana 10 launch off to a slippery start. First tonight, the Hot Pit team, headed up by Major General Noctivagus and Old Man Riverboat, have been digging Hutton truckers out of a big pile of Ross 671-shaped bio-waste this week. After the success in the wild win of Willy Sport in Wolf 124, we had wanted a wave of comfortable elections to give Alvin time to rest from waging war. We really wanted to win in Kokiri. We longed for Lumen to fall, and we may even hoped that somewhere we didn't want would give us that big election we'd been dreaming of. But it was all for naught. Instead, we accidentally pushed the war button in Ross 671. By only the tiniest of margins, we went from riding high to panic stations, as all of our systems lost influence. The Hot Pit team sprang into action. Well, it was more of a general amble in the direction of Hutton space, and the instruction went out. Everyone was to give Hutton a spanking. We wanted to lose, and lose fast, but whilst we were losing, we needed to win. Just not there. Somewhere else entirely. Old Man Riverboat launched his bounty competition for the shootiest pilots in the galaxy to hand in bounty ventures in key systems and stop the rot. We have had to build a new naughty step at Hutton for a few commanders that managed to completely misunderstand the instructions. And one pilot who, whilst in a hazres, said something bad about Alvin's mum, who now tested the new airlock at Hutton. It worked. We're clear of war. We're a bunch of losers, and the team have the systems by the shot and curlies and are tugging hard. Stay tuned for the Hot Pit report, which will be extremely detailed and delivered to you by Russell, who is fully aware of what's going on in All Systems Hutton. Can't wait to hear that. I believe he's even got charts and graphs. The update follows the news for information on quite how hard we should be yanking on things in the next few days.
Customs officials at Aldin have broken a racket at the civilian installation at Alpha Centauri B1. This mysterious outpost, 5,000 light seconds from Aldin, has been a hive of activity for weeks, but visiting customs officials have discovered a massive counterfeiting operation operating out of the base. Bottles of Latvian brandy, only suitable for disinfecting hospital corridors, country mega gin, full of entirely the wrong kind of botanicals and tasting suspiciously of horse apples, crates of live and incredibly dangerous Momus Big Spaniels, not to be confused with the very rare and low-bellied Bog Spaniel, and Windy Bourbon, complete with embarrassing flatulence, were confiscated, but the perpetrators of this ring of fakery managed to escape. If anyone is offered a fake Rolex, Rugo Hoss aftershave, gorgeous but deadly dollies with spinal spikes, or Dodgy and Cabana handbags from the back of a three-wheeled yellow hauler anywhere in Alpha Centauri by a bloke called Dave, or maybe Rodney, trust us, it will end up with someone dressed in Lycra running away from an angry mob.
This weekend we'll see the first mission from the bubble to Hutton Moon. Of course, Hutton Moon doesn't exist yet. It's still called EOL Procool Centauri, but soon to be renamed Hutton Moon, with celebrity guest Witherspoon cutting the ribbon. So we'll be off to Hutton Moon with Mr. Witherspoon. Commanders will be loading up on party goods, including Centauri Mega Gin, not that dodgy stuff mentioned earlier, mugs for holding the gin, the Panta prayer sticks for that student hovel hippie smell, and indie bourbon on Friday night, and travelling in giant convoy formation to the Colonia region to arrive in time for the party. We're glad to remind commanders that at some point during the journey, ship's computers will auto-update to the latest en route plotting services, allowing pilots to pre-plan the entire route in only one or maybe two clicks. Good luck, commanders, and remember, whoever gets there first gets first dibs on the canopies. Oh, I'm going to head off now.
There was an exodus from parts of occupied space this week as Solar Storm Norma battled its way through a number of pirate-infested systems in Hudson Space, centered on Lugarates and the notorious Gaspar de Portela prospect, before heading to Nanaman. The storm battered orbital stations and rained radiation down on planetary surfaces, forcing visiting controversial, strangely coiffed federal mastermind, Zachary Hudson, to barricade himself in his summer villa of Largo El Lime. We understand that there was extensive damage to his beach resort, including one jacuzzi becoming so irradiated that it boiled, and a number of his 200-inch 3D TV screens showing nothing but reruns of I Love Lucy. The president is said to be still assessing the damage in Nanaman, and will be handing out federal pin badges and caps printed with Make the Federation Great Again in aid of all locals suffering as a result of the storm. What a total plonker he is, but at least he hasn't threatened to build a wall around the Pleiades.
The locations for the 3308 and 3312, or even 3312, Olympic Games, that's how numbers work, Olympic Games were announced this week, bringing together the fastest, highest, and strongest competitors in the galaxy. With many athletes up in arms about the legal inclusion of performance enhancers in recent years, as well as the Galactic Olympic Committee turning a blind eye to cybernetic augmentations, there is so much doubt that it should not have the word not. That is right, there is doubt about the validity of the competition as a legitimate test of the natural human form. Of course, the 3308 games announced as being held in a low-gravity world made a total farce of the previous records for high jumps, and the 3312 games being held in communism interstellar space reopened the debate about dodgy practices by player groups in attracting the games, including the lucrative VR TV rights to zero-G volleyball and synchronized floating. We understand that Hutton Orbital's lobbying for the inclusion of one man and his dog as an Olympic sport was rejected.
And finally tonight, the long-awaited latest version of the iBanana 10, the galaxy's most popular overpriced piece of consumerist tat, hit technology roadshows this week. What promised to be a grand affair with interactive demonstrations, 1,000 elephants, a troop of dancing monkeys, and one of the company's top executives showing off the latest features turned into a bit of a circus, as the new security features failed to impress. With the communication suite designed to recognize the user from merely their face, their fingerprint, their iris scan, voice, DNA profile, earprint identification, and body odor, after all, you can't be too careful, on attempting to log into the fancy pants piece of fruit named show-off rubbish, the iBanana misidentified him as an escaped convict, auto-dialed the local police, and promptly electrocuted him. His twitching corpse was rapidly removed from the stage, and instead, the company brought on some clowns and a hilariously small car. One security consultant, a certain Mr. W of Barnard Star, wasn't convinced by the latest security measures, stating that if he had one of the devices, he'd be using his best overexcited during intercourse face to lock it. That way, if anyone mugged him, they'd be unable to unlock the device without at least giving him a little satisfaction. Our reporter did inquire what he would do to unlock his phone should his mother call at any point, and whether he was concerned it might auto-dial during conjugal visits with his mistress. At this point, the reporter was rushed to hospital to get the eye banana removed from an unmentionable orifice, and the security consultant was arrested for wanton damage of private property. We did also inquire as to why they had skipped from version 8 to version 10 of their product without the intervening number, and were firmly told that the iBanana 9 just sounded silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the news that was this week. I'm still chafing, and he's still a Rudolph Hucker.
Definitely a Rudolph Hucker after that last one.
Yeah, definitely. And next, there's more. Me and some of him and some other people too. But first, with such topical and tropical news, and specially for Mr. W of Barnard Star, a little bit of Hot Pants, I'm Coming by Bobby Bird. We'll be back after this tune.